Hello and welcome to the Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
We've started our series about appetizers, entrees, sides, and desserts. And so I'm back here to talk about entrees today. I think brats are an easy, quick way to incorporate local meat into your tailgate diet because they come in a variety of different flavors, styles. They're just easy to throw on the grill. If you want to do ground meat, we also have ground lamb, ground pork, ground chicken, ground beef, ground bison. And maybe you want to try something a little bit more adventurous and you want to make some regular hamburgers, but then you want to throw in some bison burgers as a way to see if your guests can identify which one is the beef and which one is the bison. Sliders with a variety of different ground meats are another good way. And then I am a sucker for a big grilled pork chop. I know that some people don't love grilled pork chops, but a double cut grilled pork chop is really delicious in my opinion. Throw it on the grill, let it heat up, cook it halfway to done on a cooler part of the grill, and then finish it off with those nice grill marks in the hotter part of the grill, and it is just so delicious. If you can't eat the whole thing, you can always slice it up and share with some friends. Last week, we talked about pigs in a blanket being a good foray into tailgating, possibly having something you can little grab and go. At the Lexington Farmers Market, we're also very fortunate to have a vegan meat alternative that's really good. Check out and see if someone at your local farmer's market has something that they might suggest. I know in the 90s it was popular to use a portobello mushroom, and everyone had a portobello mushroom burger. Talk to people at the farmer's market and ask, are any of you vegetarian? What would you recommend this time of year? And as we start to go into the fall season, you can start thinking about bigger cuts of meat, roasting. I know that a lot of people have not turned their ovens on in months and months, and so maybe it's time to bring back out the pot roast or think about doing an entire rack of pork ribs. You don't have to eat every single full rack on all by yourself, although some people probably could. Get that oven going and start heating up your house that way as we get into the cooler nights.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and talk about entrees and the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us. We'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.
When you think about a non-vegetarian sandwich, you have something like a perfect burger where you have the soft bun, the crispy lettuce, the tangy, juicy tomato, the meat component, and then maybe some sauces. When you're thinking about that for a vegetarian option, you want to still have those different texture components, and you might have to change the way you're building and amping up some of those flavors. So where you might be able to get away with just using a piece of iceberg lettuce, which is really good on a smash burger, you might want to think of doing a kimchi slaw. You still get that crunch, you get a lot of flavor, and you get a different texture than just putting another piece of lettuce on there. You want to think about the sauce. Sometimes you might have people with some dietary constraints. They might not be able to have a mayo or a ranch-based sauce. Think about how can I make a really good, flavorful vegetarian reduction maybe. Get some onions caramelizing at the beginning of your tailgate or at the beginning of your dinner. Let them cook down for literally over 2 hours and turn that into an onion jam that you then can spread on the top of the burger. I think a lot of people forget and make the center of the vegetarian burger an afterthought. And so you can do something as simple as a black bean burger, but people forget to season it oftentimes. And so you just are left with a black bean loaf instead of something that's really flavorful. So make sure that you're seasoning each part of the sandwich or burger as you're going along.
Can you still get sprouts and things like that?
Yeah,
because I know those are really good to get at the farmer's market.
Yeah, so we have microgreens and other sprout kinds of things to add that really good crunch. You can also get them where it's not just a bland sort of green alternative. They have lots of flavor. Farmers have worked really hard to find varieties that have a punch, whether that is little tiny microgreens that taste like celery or all the way to spicy arugula to make it have a little bit of punch. Those are all really good options.